Good morning. Welcome to Globo Time with Jesus Christ. It's Friday once again, Friday, January the 24th. It's 2014. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful day that the Lord hath made, and certainly we are rejoicing in it. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. Well, are you ready? Well, you're saying ready for what? Well, to shine. Give him all of the praise and the honor that's due to his matchless name today in just your being. We thank you once again. Welcome. And we appreciate your joining us live on Globo Time with Jesus Christ. Well, I praise God and I thank him for this opportunity where I can just walk in his presence, walk with him and before him today. We have one more day in our 21-day consecration and fast. It ends on tomorrow evening at midnight. And I thank God for that period, or for this period of time that he has brought us into, where we can hear his voice a little clearer. We've been focused, we've been close to him, listening. Lord, what do you want us to do? What do you want me to do? How do you want me to move? And so the choice is, do we depend on him or move in his power? And that's our focus today, moving in his power, because he has given us power and authority, because he has given us his spirit, and his spirit guides us in victory. And that's the point of our continued existence in the earth, breathing God's fresh air and oxygen. It's so that he can use us and glorify himself. Let us pray. Dear God, we come before you today. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for being so patient and kind and gracious and merciful. We don't know our way through the wilderness, but you do. Thank you for your leading and your guidance by your very presence among us. So today, we look forward. We don't look back. We hear Paul, the apostle, saying, forgetting what is behind, pressing towards the mark of the high calling, which is Jesus Christ, and it's in him. So we look high. Our eyes are lifted off of the narrow horizon to the great expanse of your purpose, your destiny, your will for us. And we ask, O God, also for your forgiveness and your cleansing. Make us whole. Make us clean. Cover us with the righteousness of your Son, Jesus Christ. Cover us so that we're without stain, we're without, we're not unclean in your presence. We thank you for welcoming us, for opening your doors so that we have grand entrance into your courts. We praise your name on this Friday morning. You brought us through this entire week. Literally, you've brought us through storms. And you brought us through in wellness and safety and victory. And we thank you, Lord, because we trusted you and you did not disappoint. You showed yourself strong concerning us in preserving and meeting in every need, keeping our eyes stayed on you. So We owe you much praise this Friday morning. And Father, even as we look ahead, we know that there are many more trials, temptations, and circumstances that we must face. But once again, we are saying that you are God, you're on the throne, and we have our confidence not in ourselves, but in you. Because you are the keeper, you are the preserver, no matter what. So for this, we have peace. Your peace, a peace that passes all understanding. So we can bless your name and do so with great joy. We thank you for drawing close to us and for drawing us close to yourself. Bless each person that's on our program today. Bless them mightily. Let them see your hand upon them, your hand in the midst of their lives, their existence. Thank you, Lord, for coming down and meeting with us. Out of your greatness, you stepped down to be among us, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, we appreciate you joining us today for this prayer episode, so to speak. And if you have a praise report, now is a good time to share it with the entire world. Literally. Yeah, share the good news of what God has been doing in your life, and let it be known that he is alive and active and very personal. And if you have a prayer request, well, of course, we're here just for that purpose, exclusively for that purpose. So let us dust off our desire and courage, and let us speak as the Holy Spirit gives us the utterance, if you will. Let us be guided. Hallelujah. I'll give a praise report. I thank God for this time of consecration in which we find ourselves at this moment. And I'm yet to share with anyone what the Lord has spoken to my heart. However, I've been hearing his voice. It's amazing when you get quiet, you set aside distractions, even if it's only for a moment, you can hear his voice. You can hear the Spirit of God speaking deep inside of your spirit and telling you what he wants you to know. And it's different for every person because it's a very personal relationship, and it's based on who God is and how he made you. So I can tell you I thank him and I praise him for the opportunity to listen and to hear. And I can tell you there's no failure in him, and there's no lack of courage in God. He beckons us and calls us. I'm thinking of Peter right now as Jesus called him off out of the boat onto the water to walk alongside of him. How terrifying that must be. But Peter did it. He got out. He began to sink after a little while because of lack of faith, unbelief. And the situation is similar for us. If we just believe, we can walk on the water because He is walking on the water. And we're there with Him, and there's no harm nor hurt can come to us. So I'm thanking God for calling me out of the boat, so to speak. And we must keep our eyes on Him, and that's what I plan to do, keep my eye on Him. And that allows us to do what is seemingly impossible, even in our own eyes. We're able to walk and walk with Him wherever He walks. And it doesn't matter if it's water. He sustains us. So I thank Him for that. That's my praise report. And I trust that you have one as well. But particularly if you've been engaged in the consecration that we have invited many into by God's grace. Share that. That will be encouraging to all of us and to each of us as we face all of the challenges. We face the mountains. But He said, if you can believe, you can speak to that mountain and it shall be made low. It will be moved as is needed, as is necessary. So give your praise report and allow God to get the glory. Withhold not the glory of God on His day, the day that He has made, which includes this day, Friday, the 24th of January. Well, I hear a voice, and you're on and you're being heard. And welcome.
How are you, Pastor?
Praise God. Well, welcome, Tammy. Good to hear your voice.
I'm glad to be here. I just want to give a praise report, and I want to also thank God, too, afterwards. But my praise report is that I've been in this apartment still for a while, and God's taking so good care of me. Still having problems with welfare. However, I did win the case, so that's a good thing. Right now, I'm dealing with the legal services that are making them, to make them adhere to the decision that was made by the judge. But that's okay. I feel so much, more at peace with what's going on. I'm not scared as I was, in the beginning.
Right.
I didn't have the faith that I have now in God. And I'm just like, I'm really happy that He's bringing me closer to Him, because I've been asking of this for a long time, and I never seen that He was, I never felt that He was, there for me. However, today, it's like so different. I guess, not having all the things I had before and doing the things that I did before, I've been seeing differently. It's exciting. Exciting, not scary anymore. And also, I want to thank God for helping me through my schooling. I'm maintaining a B average.
That's wonderful.
It feels good. I'm excited about my classes. It really makes me feel good that, I can get what I ask for through God.
Yes.
You can get what you ask for from God.
That'll preach.
If you submit, submit.
Yes.
That's what I'm doing. I'm submitting to God, you know. I'm not all perfect or anything like that, but I see little by little where my life is changing for the better.
Praise God. Well, we thank Him for you and for bringing about change and transformation in your personal life. And you're learning, He's teaching you, and you're learning how to walk with Him daily. And we all must learn that and are learning that. And we're at various phases and stages in that process. But that's a wonderful report. Praise God, and we continue to lift you up in prayer as God guides you and teaches you in a very personal way who He is and how to walk with Him. Praise God for that praise report. I would like to make an announcement and a request for prayer. There are a couple of things that God is doing that I find to be really, really awesome. Here in the city of Newark, there's a movement among the people of God with great concern for our city, that our city, based on its heritage, would follow what God has for it. And the founders of our city back in 1666 decreed that this city would be a kingdom city, a city that is as close to the kingdom of God as possible here on earth. And that was their purpose. And of course, the adversary has fought that ever since for a few hundred years now. And but there is a company of believers. There's a reserve and remnant of individuals that reside and care about this city. God is using them, or us, if you will, to bring about change and transformation. And I received news on yesterday, or word, so to speak, good news, so to speak, that there's desire for a mass assembly on Pentecost Sunday at 4 o'clock, June 8th, at 4 p.m., and it's being organized, and we are invited to be involved with that event in Branchbrook Park here in the city of Newark. And we're, we'll have about, I don't know, about 50-plus churches that are coming together in assembly in the park in June on Pentecost Sunday at 4 p.m. Now, that is an extreme blessing for our city, because the prince demon that is still in place, and which we are looking to address that issue, causes a division among the churches, divisions among ministries, divisions among people of God, so that allows him to remain in place. So we're going to pray for that. I would ask you to join me in that. Even on this day, we'll pray on this program for that event. And we look forward to being a part of that. Also, on June 20th, I announced this yesterday, and you'll be hearing more and more of this, we are convening a meeting of leaders, influencers, people in our city that, again, care about our city. We are convening a meeting to hear from God. And in this meeting, we have an outstanding man and prophet of God, world-renowned prophet of God, who is very accurate in predicting seasons and times and promoting the ingathering of the people of God. And we're gathering so that we can hear what thus saith the Lord and come up with God's strategy for dislodging and toppling the throne of the prince or principality that is in place over our city. Very similar situation to the situation that Daniel confronted or was involved in as part of when he repented, humbled himself, and that's the key. We're looking to humble ourselves before God and allow God to move. In other words, we're getting out of the way, getting off of our own personal thrones and letting him move. So that's happening at about at 9 o'clock on February the 20th at the Willing Heart Center here in the city of Newark. And so we thank God that, you know, he has allowed us to be a part of all of that. We want to pray for those things because they are key. This is the movement of the people of God in humility. And that's a major victory, really. That is a victory. Let us pray. And please join me. You're welcome to do so. Let's be in agreement for the move of God. Now, if you want God to move also in your community, in your nation, in your environment, well, add that desire and prayer to our prayers at this moment, because God is able. He's able. Dear Lord, we bow our hearts and ourselves before your mighty throne. Thank you for your presence, which is everywhere at the same time, every moment. And we thank you that we have this kind of permission to come in to your presence. And it's because you desire us so much. You want to be close to us. We submit ourselves today. Submission from the heart, because we're excited about what you are doing and what you desire to do. We want to see that which we had not seen before, and certainly we are beginning to see the shadows of that. And what is shown and what is made manifest is truly exciting to us, that you're bringing your people together. It's your people that weigh on your heart most, even right now. Because if you can have your way with us, the rest is easy. There will be peace for the entire city. There'll be peace for an entire nation, if you will. But we must surrender and represent, be available to be used by you, to be moved by your spirit as you see fit and according to your will. So even now we agree concerning the surrender of all of God's people, the surrender, the humility of all of God's people before your face on this day, so that we have the victory. We're able to move in your power and not in our own understanding. Moving in your power, following in your footsteps, allowing you to be our captain and our leader going forward. So, Father, even as plans are being made for these two events, We thank you for your help. We don't know of any other place from which help will come. But we know your help is available to us, and we ask for that help today. We accept your help. We need your help. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we look towards these two events as critical, important occasions where you will meet with us as we present ourselves. You'll meet with us. So we thank you, Lord, for giving us the right of way as we make plans to meet in your presence together, to meet with you for the cause of our city, for the cause of our nation, for the cause of our communities, our families, those that are lost, those that are outside of the kingdom, and for their benefit. As their eyes are guided towards you, once we are out of the way, they're able to look and see you clearly, and open up to you, come away from their sins, from their transgressions, from their iniquity, and from their own ways, and just bow before you and worship. Even as they see us worship in humility. So we thank you, Father, for this assembly on the day of Pentecost, on the 8th. We thank you for allowing that, for causing that. We thank you for the meeting on the 20th of next month. And we pray, O God, that every hindrance, every obstacle is made low or removed completely. We pray that our hearts would gravitate towards you, even as we move closer to each other. Our hearts and our eyes would gravitate, would be fixed on you for your glory. We thank you, Lord, that everything that is needed for these meetings are met by Christ Jesus. Every need is met in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, in advance for excellent weather. Yes, excellent weather. On the day of the 20th of next month, there will be a clear day, clear skies, no disruptions. And on the 8th of June, there will be clear skies, no disruptions. As the angels gather around to protect your God of mercy, you're great, and we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. We believe you that the atmosphere over our city is being transformed, changed, becoming an atmosphere that is friendly to your plan and your purposes for this city and for the people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for keeping us, dear Father. Amen. And amen. Well, thank you for joining me in that prayer. I can tell you, if I can, I don't even know that I can, how thrilled my heart is for what God is doing, because this is our desire to see God's plan and purposes fulfilled, so that there is peace, no more bloodshed. The wickedness dissipates, reduced, and eliminated because of God's presence among us and in our atmosphere and environment. And that can be true wherever you are as well, because that's God's desire. Jesus Christ is not going to rule. He is ruling already. And that's a powerful, powerful truth. He is enthroned, sitting at the right hand, right this moment. Think about it. Right this moment, he's sitting at the right hand of his Father in heaven. And he's sitting on a throne, a place of authority, a place of rulership, a place of power. Yes, that's not something that's going to happen in the future. That is now. It already is. The government is upon his shoulder. I don't know. My heart is thrilled. I don't know about yours. Mine is thrilled. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Father. We worship you. We bow before you because your Son was so obedient. He humbled himself. Bore our sins. Experienced confronting death. Overcame death. Had his face fixed. His eyes fixed on you, Father. As we endeavor to do the same even now, keep our eyes fixed above. And as we do this, everything else fades and becomes dim because of your great glory, how it outshines the sun. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We lift our hearts heavenward. We desire you most of all. We desire you. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 You are God. You are God. The only wise God. Hallelujah. 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 How can we lose? How can we miss? When you are our God. Hallelujah. Nothing can separate us from your great love. Nothing or anything or no one can pluck us out of your hand. We're placed to stand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. In the highest. Peace on earth and goodwill towards man. We thank you today. We praise your name. We come before you, Lord, desiring your will to be done in earth as it is in heaven. In heaven you rule. In heaven your word is yea and amen, and we want that to be so on the earth. All your promises come to pass, made manifest, right on this earth, in our time. We begin to see the fulfillment of that which should be fulfilled in this season. You're calling for a people to lift their eyes towards you and be changed. Well, Lord, we desire to lift our eyes towards you, to behold your face, and be transformed by your great mercy and grace. Hallelujah. Thank you on this day. Thank you on this day. We know, Lord, that all needs are met in you right now. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Nothing is greater than you. Nothing is outside of your power that your power cannot affect or change. Transform. We receive all of that on this day. We desire to witness your hand moving among us as you lead and guide us forward even on this day. We desire to see and experience your hand of protection, your hand of provision, supply, your hand of restoration, your salvation, your great salvation, in the name of Jesus. Move upon every nation on this day in a special way. Move by your Spirit upon every nation. And Father, even now we lift up the children who are the reapers of whatever happens, good or bad, in every nation. And we pray for them today that you would protect them today and that your provision is made available for them today. You know the cries of their little hearts, the desires. And Father, you know their joys and you know their fears. We thank you for the joys and we ask that you would remove the fear that they may be experiencing right now because of chaos, because of confusion and war. We ask today that you would silence the sound of war, even today, on behalf of the children, and that they would be safe. They would be free and not subject to any kind of abuse, spiritually, physically, or any such kind, that they represent the kingdom and what the kingdom has to offer. Because you said, suffer the little children to come to you, for such the kingdom of heaven. We decree and declare today, with the authority that you've given us, a kingdom day for the children, a day of peace and freedom, a day of their needs being met, food to eat, shelter, clothing. And Father, we know that they are your heart. So it's on that basis that we petition and intercede for them today, that they would find peace in you, even in the face of great loss. Some may not even know where their parents are right now, unable to locate them, but you are coming close to them. They feel the warmth of your love and your mercy. We rebuke the adversary who's come to steal, kill, and destroy. We rebuke his works right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, forces of darkness, in the name of Jesus, the conquering lion of Judah. Jesus is his name. He has been given a name above every other name, that at the sound of his name, Jesus, Christ. Every knee should bow. We thank you for the authority that you have, Lord, and the authority that you've given to us so freely. We claim the victory today that you've placed in our hands. We claim it. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Somewhere, somehow, a child is experiencing God's benefits right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We won't forget his benefits. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Praise his name. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Even as our time wind down, we seek to abide in the love of God. And we want others to have that love as well. We want to pray for the lost. We want to intercede for those that are without the grace of God in a personal experience. They don't know him. They're walking in darkness. And we had the privilege of previewing a movie that you hear about, if you haven't heard about it already. It's called The Son of God. And I'm praying that that movie will be a place and a point of salvation for many, even as it goes around the country, goes around the world. The Son of God, that is the name of the movie. And it opens in theaters, I believe next month, sometime early next month or something like that. I don't recall the date. But we were invited and had the privilege of having being in a special preview of that movie at this cinema here in our city on a couple of days ago. And it's a wonderful movie about Jesus Christ, and its thesis and declaration is that he is the Son of God. As you know, that's in dispute among many in our community and maybe in your community. There are people in religious traditions that say, how could God have a son? And how could a woman, not having a man, bear a child? And my response to them is, when you can figure out how God can take dirt, dust, and make a man, then you come back and we can have the conversation about whether or not he's a son. But anyway, let us pray for the lost. Father, we come to you now in the name of our great Lord and Savior, Lord of our salvation, of our redemption, Christ Jesus. We pray for those that are still in the dark. They're in the world today, and you've sent light that would light every man, but there are those that have rejected the light, have dodged the light, hidden themselves from the light. And we know that that salvation is available to every man, woman, and child from here to the farthest centers or corners of the earth, that they would be saved. So right now, we represent and intercede for them. We use our faith combined, believing that thousands this day have the opportunity to make Jesus Christ their Lord. We ask the Lord of the harvest, and we're praying to him as he commanded. He says, pray the Lord of the harvest that he would send laborers into the harvest. Well, we're asking you, Father, that even today as the laborers go forth, they be trusted into the harvest. They would be perfect laborers. Their lives was, it would on this day encounter those that are in the dark, where they are able to share the good news of the gospel in a special way, so that those that hear will truly listen and understand, that it will touch their hearts. We offer thanksgiving today for the harvest that is gathered on this day, Friday the 24th of January, even as the people of God show forth your glory in word and in deed. In Jesus' name, we thank you there, Father, and we bless your name. Now, Father, we thank you for this time and for all of the people that have joined us on this day to pray. We thank you, Lord, those that will be streaming this program later, that it will touch them in a mighty way. Bless each one in the name of Jesus for your glory, that your glory would be seen around the world because of your people, the people of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, we want to thank you for joining us on this wonderful day. We trust that you walk in power, in his power, moving in his power because he's with you. Be confident. Keep a song in your heart and praise and thanksgiving on your lips throughout this weekend. Attend worship wherever you may, but go in power. Bring praise, bring thanksgiving. Bring the Spirit of God with you and stand in the midst of the saints, knowing what a privilege it is, what a glory to mine. Let us give you out of the book of Revelation, chapter 7 and verse 12, a benediction. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. May God bless you richly on today. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just a reminder that tonight we have a special prayer cast at 7:30 tonight on a special edition of Global Time with Jesus Christ. That's tonight at 7:30, from 7:30 to 8:30. See you then.